As Central New York motorists start to hit the road again with fewer pandemic restrictions and warmer months, AAA of Central New York is teaming up with local partners during National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. The panel is urging drivers to put their smartphones away while driving. State Trooper James O'Callaghan says distracted driving is the leading cause for all traffic collisions.
Unfortunately, we see an increase in distracted drivers rather than a decrease, even with all the education we push out there with all of not only the members here, but also other organizations and law enforcement. So it is definitely a trend that is very serious. It's also growing.
He adds that young drivers are having a hard time putting their phones away while driving, creating a recipe for disaster. The state has seen an alarming nearly 685 collisions so far this year caused by distracted driving. There were more than 3,000 last year. O'Callaghan adds that it also causes many road rage incidents too. Senator Timothy Kennedy says a state trooper lost his life this month because of a distracted driver.
I sadly had to attend a funeral for one of our own and one of the very best, New York State Trooper Joseph Gallagher, just last week, who died at the hands of a distracted driver right here in New York.
Drivers are 23 times more likely to get into a collision while using a smartphone, but 77% of teens say they're confident they'll be okay. Assemblymember Bill Magnarelli says the Assembly Transportation Committee is looking at ways to enforce against distracted driving.
There's currently a proposal from the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles to ban all cell phone use for drivers under the age of 18. I think it's something we have to look at, and we have to make it clear to teens that using a phone while driving is dangerous, and we are seriously considering this proposal.
The It Can Wait campaign launched 12 years ago to show the dangers of distracted driving and has partnered with AAA and state police ever since to educate drivers. One of AT&T's recent studies revealed that over 95% of people say distracted driving is a problem, but more than 80% admit to having done it. Spokesperson Kevin Hanna says that while there's some great technology in cars, there's no substitute for an alert driver with their eyes on the road. The NTSB says more than 3,100 people died from distracted driving crashes in 2019. You can visit itcanwait.com to take the pledge against distracted driving and learn more. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, wier.org